Thank you, and welcome to another broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Your speaker is Marlon Kilpatrick. Friend, the Bible teaches there is but one true church. This is the most difficult thing for most to comprehend. Perhaps this is so because we have been taught that man has the freedom to choose how he will worship God, which of course leads to the conclusion that it doesn't really matter so long as one is sincere, which in turn leads to another conclusion, that is, to which church we wish to belong. All of this would be wonderful if the Bible taught such, but this is false to the very core. My good people, as difficult as it may be, try to lay aside your religious prejudice and consider with an open mind what the Bible actually says. Jesus promised to build His church and His only, Matthew 16, 18 and 19. John the Baptist is not the builder of the New Testament church. John Wesley did not build the church of the Bible. Neither did John Calvin, Martin Luther, and furthermore, Peter was not the first pope, as some claim. Jesus died for His church, Acts 20 and 28. No mere man ever died for the church in the Bible. If He had, there would be no salvation in it, for His blood could not wash away our sins. But our Lord's blood does, Revelation 1:5. It is also the case that the church of the Bible is not, and I repeat, is not made up of all the denominational churches. All denominational churches exist without any divine authority. Christ never authorized their existence, neither did His apostles. Denominationalism, as we know it, did not begin until some 600 years after the Lord's church, the Church of Christ, was established in AD 33 in the city of Jerusalem. Ladies and gentlemen, there is but one true church revealed in the New Testament. It is the Church of Christ, and we invite you to come and worship with us at the next opportunity that is yours. Thank you so much for listening.